Always a joy to be with you folks.
和你们在一起总是让我很喜乐。
And this week, on Thursday, we had the National Spelling Bee in the United States.
在这周四的话，我们全美有一个一年一度的拼字比赛。
So I thought today we would start out with a spelling bee.
所以我们今天也在这里举行一次。
So we're going to start with some Chinese words. We shouldn't be given the answers yet.
我们来试一下一些中文，看大家会不会写。
So this is our first word. Phoebe's going to say the word and any definition. If you need extra information, you need to ask her, okay?
就是大家会不会写这两个字，偏袒。
And so we're going to give you this word and you're going to draw it in the air.
对，就是大家会写的话，就是在空中然后笔画出来。
Okay, so everyone, what's the first word?
偏袒。
偏袒。Okay, everybody draw it.
大家会写的就把它写出来。
And the answer is 偏袒。How many of you got it correct? Some of you didn't, okay.
Okay, 第二个是嗜好。
Whoa, I don't know why this is, I'm not touching it, it's just moving.
大家会写的就把它写出来。
Okay, so everyone draw it. And the answer to Xianha is Xianha.
对，这是答案。
How many have two for two?
大家两个都答对的。
No, no! I didn't touch it.
Okay, 第三个蛊惑。大家会写的把它写出来。
Okay, draw.
大家来比划一下。
And here is your answer. What is this one again?
蛊惑。
蛊惑。
蛊惑 ，Yeah.
That must sound funny to you. Okay, here we go.
这个是答案。
Anybody get that one?
大家这个有答对的吗
？I'm not going to let it happen.
哦，有一个答对。
All right.
真言。
真言。
大家会不会写出来？
真哦、oh, ，Are you touching it or is it just happening?
大家写出来真言，是 Bible 里头的真言。
All right, everybody vote. And the answer is.
答案是这样的。
There's four lines on that second one. Wow. Oh. I don't know what's going on with this. Maybe I'm short-circuiting it.Okay, I'm going to give you an English word. This was the championship word from, I think, 2 years ago.
这个是我给大家就是举一个例子。这个是去年好像比赛的一个他们获奖的词。
And I'll tell you the word, and then I'll show you what the word is. This word was spelled by a 12-year-old girl from Jamaica.
这个词的话，它是被一个12岁的来自牙买加的女孩拼出来的。
And the word is key aroscusristus.
大家有对这个词这样读
key aroscurisk. And this is what it is. It is an art form. Whoops, wrong direction. It is an art form that uses light and darkness.
这个词的意思是那些就是通过强烈明暗对比去塑造一个就是三维立体形象的一个画家。
Key, Aroscus. Wow. I don't know why this is moving. Is there anything happening on the computer that it's going ahead? All right, well. I guess Jesus wants this sermon to go really quickly. All right, we're going to have to do this manually.Any, okay, maybe you could just push it, and I'm going to take the batteries out of here. If it starts doing it without the batteries, then we have a real problem. Okay. I apologize for the technical difficulties. Okay, so this was the word. This is the girl that won.
这个就是那个赢的那个冠军。
We're going to have to go with you. I'll just raise my hand. And they asked Jodi Ann, they said, Jodi Ann, how did you become so successful in this spelling bee? And this is what she said.
然后就是大家就问她，她在被访问的时候问到你取胜的关键是什么？
She said that she trusts God, worked hard, and never lose sight of your goal.
她说成功的关键就是信靠上帝，付诸努力，坚守目标。
That is a wonderful way to live.
这个就是我们就生活的一个非常好的一个方式。
To trust God, work hard, and never lose sight of your goal.
信靠上帝，付诸努力，坚守目标。
I wish I could talk with you individually and ask you what your goals are.
我希望我可以和你们每个人都有个交谈，就是问问你们的目标。
I would specifically like to ask you,What are your goals for this summer?
我会特别的问到你们这个夏天的目标是什么。
You know that God has a goal for you.
你们大家都知道神对你们是有计划的。
He wants you to have a plan for this summer because he has a plan for your life.
他希望你们这个夏天有一个计划，因为他对你的人生都有一个计划。
His plan is found in Jeremiah chapter 29.
然后我们这个计划可以在耶利米书的29:11看到。
Can you read that?
Yeah. 然后耶和华说，我知道我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念，要叫你们未来有指望。
Discovering what God's plan for your life is absolutely necessary for you to find joy and peace and purpose in life.
我们想要拥有有意义、有目的，并且喜乐的生活的话，我们必须明白并顺服神的旨意。
The mistake that we make is we think that God's will for us is like a buried treasure that we have to find.
我们有一个误解，就是神为我们所预备的是一个就是被埋藏起来的宝藏，像一个秘密一样很难发现。
That's not true.
但其实不是事实。
God wants you to know the plans that He has for you.
上帝希望我们知道他对我们的计划是什么。
He will reveal these plans to you if you ask him.
如果你要是问他的话，他会告诉你他的计划是什么。
A second mistake that we find, that people think about God's will.
第三个人们的误解是
is that God's will be awful for my life.
就是他们觉得上帝对他们的安排非常的不好。
That if I surrender to God's will, I'm going to end up being some nerd following Jesus.
如果我要是顺服神的旨意的话，那我可能就会像一个呆子一样跟着耶稣。
And that is an absolute lie.
这个绝对是谎言。
In fact, if you don't know God's will, you're going to make a mess of your life.
事实上，如果你们不顺服神的计划的话，反而会把生活引向痛苦。
And if you think about this summer, if you go through this summer and you don't achieve what God wants you to achieve, you're going to waste an entire summer.
如果你们这个暑假没有按照主的旨意来生活的话，那你们就是整整浪费掉了这一整个暑假的时间。
We have been made by God and for God, and until we discover what He wants for us, we will never find joy and peace.
我们是被上帝所造，并是为他的旨意所造的。直到我们明白了自己人生的使命，我们的生活才会变得喜乐有意义。
So today we're going to discover the goal.
所以我们今天就要找到我们的人生目标。
For our summers.
我们自己的目标。
And the G stands for this. You can go to the first slide. Get God's guidance.
第一步就是我们要设立近前的目标，听从上帝的引导。
What is key is understanding. Go back to the first one. Oh, this is crazy. I'm going to try it here. Just okay, the you. We want to find out who is the you here.
首先我想知道你是谁。
And the you are some very successful business people in the church.
你是教会里那些非常成功的商人吗？
They are making big plans.
他们制定大计划。
They are making big bucks.
赚大钱。
They are self-made people.
他们自给自足。
They are very confident.
他们非常自信。
And they are very successful.
非常成功。
They have flights on Monday out of LaGuardia.
他们在周一有一个飞旅行的计划。
They know exactly where they're going to land and who's going to pick them up from the airport.
他们知道确切知道哪个航班去哪里会谁会接他们。
They know who's going to be in that business meeting Monday and they know how those folks are going to vote.
他们知道谁会参加会议并且他们将怎样去投
票。They know how much profit their company is going to make this year.
他们知道他们公司今年会赚多少的利润。
These are movers and shakers. These are type A people. They are driven and they are very successful.
他们是那些影响着商界非常成功的大人物。
But James says, wait a minute.
然后雅各在这里说你等一下。
You've made all of these plans, but you haven't asked God for any guidance.
你设置的这些目标很好，但是你们从来没有问神的意见。
They never spent 1 minute praying, saying, God, would you guide me as I make these business decisions?
他们从来没有花一分钟的时间去询问神的旨意。
See, even though these people were Christians, they were acting like agnostics.
这些人他们是基督徒，但是他们做的却像是不可知论者。
So James says, remember that your life is uncertain.
所以雅各书在这里说，记住生活有不确定性。
They say here, we're going to spend a year there.
在经文中说，我们要在那里度过一年。
Can anyone in this room guarantee that they will be safe all day Monday?
大家这里有人可以确信你们的周一是安全的吗？
If you can guarantee your safety Monday, you are God.
如果你们能确定你们周一是完全安全的话，那你们就是神了。
Only God can control exactly what's going to happen all day Monday.
只有神可以掌控你的周一会发生什么事。
These folks are a reminder of what Jesus called the parable of the boastful farmer.
这些人让我想起了耶稣对于一个自夸农民的比喻。
This is a farmer that had a superabundance of produce come in.
他们有非常丰盛的收成。
And he said, I got to build bigger barns. I got a windfall of profit this year.
因为他们有很好的收成，所以他们要建更大的谷仓，然后去谋取更多的利益。
And so he's busy building all these big things.
所以他们这么忙碌，然后去建更大的谷仓。
And Jesus comes to him during the night and he says two words to him.
然后耶稣就来到说了两个字对他们。
He says, you fool.
他说无知的人啊。
You don't want God ever to say that to you.
你肯定不希望神会对你这样讲。
But when we make our plans and we don't consult God, we are fools.
当我们在制定计划的时候，我们想和上帝说我们是无知的。
James then goes on to say, remember the brevity of life.
雅各书也告诉我们，我们的人生非常短暂。
He says, what is your life? But it's just the mist that appears for a little time.
这里讲到你的生命是什么？你的人生就像是呼出来的一口蒸汽，瞬间就消失了。
On a cold day in winter, go outside and go,
当你在冬天的时候，你走出去，然后呼一口气。
And what you will see, you will see an actual vapor form that is very clear, that very easy to see.
然后你可以非常清楚看到你嘴巴里呼出的那个气。
But it'll be there and it'll be gone in a second.
但是一瞬间这个气就消失了。
And that's what James says our lives are like.
这就是为什么说我们的人生如此短暂。
Now we think of our lives in terms of years and decades.
我们想我们的生命很漫长，有很多年，几十年。
But when you compare your life to eternity, it's just a mist.
但如果你要是把人生和永恒相比的话，那只是一口呼出的气。
Psalm 90 says, Lord, teach us to number our days.
所以诗篇九十篇讲到，求你指教我们怎样数算自己的日子。
Don't count your life in years, count your life in days.
让我们按照天来数算自己的日子，不要按照年。
I want to show you the names of people that were fools because they never included God in their plans.
我想给大家就是展示几个历史上很无知的人，因为他们从来不让神参与他们的计划。
Alexander the Great conquered the world.
亚历山大大帝，他征服了整个国家。
But he wept because there were no more nations to conquer.
他哭了起来，因为没有更多的国家让他征服了。
And he died early in his life because he just partied too much.
所以他就在狂欢堕落中早早离开人世。
Hannibal the Conqueror filled 3 bushels filled with gold rings from the princes and princesses that he had conquered.
这个是征服者汉尼拔，他曾经从他屠杀的骑士身上夺取的金戒指可以填满三个大木桶。
But he committed suicide by swallowing poison.
但后来他却服毒自杀。
Heath Ledger, famous movie star.
然后他是一个很有名的电影明星。
Died early because he failed to follow God's plan.
他也是早年就去世了，因为他没有跟随神的计划。
Michael Jackson died early because he failed to follow God's plan.
迈克杰克逊也是一样的。
Prince died early because he failed to follow God's plan.
然后这个艺名叫王子的这个人，他也是早年就去世了，因为他没有跟随神的计划。
Whitney Houston.
惠特尼·休斯顿。
Great singer.
非常好的一个歌手。
Bruce Lee.
李小龙。
Leslie Cheung,
张国荣
committed suicide.
全部都自杀了。
If you're going to live your life without God's input,
如果没有上帝参与的梦想
your life is just a daydream.
你的人生就是白日梦，是徒劳的。
Let me tell you a story about some folks in Thailand.
那我来给大家讲一个故事。
This is a John and Jackie Nill.
这个是 John and Jackie Nill. 对，
John
这个是一个夫妇，一对夫妇。
Sorry, this is. They went to Thailand for Christmas in 2004.
他们在2004年的时候去泰国庆祝圣诞节。
This picture was taken them on December 26th, about 8 o'clock in the morning.
这个图片是2004年12月26号早晨8点。
Anybody know what happened to Thailand on that day?
大家知道发生了什么事情吗？
Tsunami.
海啸。
They found their camera several weeks later. In fact, two Christian missionaries found their camera.
有两个基督教的传教士在几周之后发现了他们的相机。
And the camera was destroyed, but the SIM card they pulled out, and they found some astonishing pictures.
相机被毁坏了，但是芯片却完好无损。他们也发现了很多好看的照片。
This is a picture of the water as it's receding out.
这个就是当时拍到一个海边的场景。
Notice the people there unaware of the danger that lies in front of them.
这些人在海边游玩，这些人他们都没有意识到将要发生的灾难。
Then just minutes later, the water, you can see it coming in way out in the ocean.
这就是一分钟之后，他们就看到远处有一个大的海啸就是涌过来了。
In this next picture, you'll notice at the bottom there's 2 boats.
然后你们可以看到在那边有两艘船。
There are now not 2 boats. The boats are gone.
然后海啸来了之后就把船给卷走了。
In this next picture, the water is just about on them. Sorry.
翻一下下个图。
And this is the final result.
这个是最后海啸过后的一个场景。
When you think about your summer, this is terrible. Is there anyone that knows anything about technology? I'm not sure if it's in the slide presentation or here. Okay. Let's move on. Second step is don't admit God's will.
不要去无视神的旨意。
Anyone who knows the good he ought to do and does not do it sins.
17节说, 人若知道行善却不去行, 这就是他的罪了。
This is a striking definition of sin, because to know what to do and not do it is sin.
这个有个很明显的定义, 就是当你知道怎样行, 却拒绝那样行的时候, 就是罪。
James urges us to be doers of the word, not just hearers.
雅各书鼓励我们要成为圣言的行动者, 而不是圣言的听众。
We tend to limit sin to just activity that we do.
我们倾向于把罪局限一些特定的行为。
But James tells us not doing something we should do is also sin.
但是雅各书告诉我们, 罪也包含那些没有去做正确的事。
It is a sin to lie.
撒谎是罪。
But it is also a sin to know the truth and not tell it.
知道真理却不说的也是罪。
It is a sin to speak evil of someone.
说别人坏话是罪。
But it is also a sin to avoid a person that you know needs your fellowship.
但当你知道他需要你的友谊时却刻意避开他也是罪。
It is a sin to disobey God.
违背上帝是罪。
But it is also a sin when we act and we haven't asked for his guidance.
在没有寻求他引导的情况下采取行动也是罪。
The key word here is the word ought.
关键词在这里是应该。
We have a responsibility to know what God demands from our lives.
我们有知道上帝对我们, 要求的这个责任。
I put together a list of what we call God's will.
我在这里有一个名单, 我们叫它为上帝的一个标准。
This is God's standard for our lives.
这是上帝为我们设立的一个标准。
So it's really important for us to understand what God demands from us.
我们, 去了解神的旨意非常的重要。
Let me just go down the list of what these are. Worship God, honor your parents, do not murder. Let's start with those three.
敬拜上帝而不受偶像, 尊敬你的父母, 不要谋杀。
So if you were thinking about murdering someone today, don't do it.
如果你们今天要想着谋杀某人的话, 千万不要做。
Don't commit adultery.
不要犯奸淫。
Do not lie.
不要说谎。
Do not covet or lust.
不要贪恋, 贪求。
Forgive others.
原谅别人。
Love God and your neighbor.
爱上帝和你的邻居。
Be holy.
要圣洁。
Do not have premarital sex.
不要有婚前性行为。
There was an artist, her name is Beyonce. She said, put a ring on it.
有一个艺术家, Beyonce. Beyonce说过一句话,
Beyonce,
说,
yeah.
说, put a ring on it.
Make a commitment before you have sex.
就是在婚前的话,
dress modestly.
谦卑的装扮。
Do not marry an unbeliever.
不要娶不信的人为妻。
Help a brother in need.
帮助有需要的弟兄。
Do not take a fellow believer to court.
不要把弟兄告上法庭。
Do not steal.
不要偷窃。
Don't get drunk.
不要醉酒。
Be reconciled quickly.
马上和好。
Tell the truth.
说实话。
And don't try to get rich quickly.
不要试图快速致富。
The list goes on, but let me end with this. Anyone know who this is?
大家知道这个人吗?
This is a great hero of mine. I grew up in Pennsylvania.
我是在宾州长大的。
And as I grew up, my favorite football team was the Penn State football. They called them the Nittany Lions.
我在那长大的时候，我最喜欢的一个橄榄球队就是叫宾州的尼塔尼雄狮队。
And Joe Paterno was the coach of that team.
然后这个人就是他们的教练。
And he was a hero in Pennsylvania.
他是整个宾州的英雄。
Because his teams were always well-run, very disciplined teams. And they were filled with scholar athletes.
因为他们非常自律，而且他们得了很多的奖。
But Joe Paterno didn't follow this verse.
但是乔帕特诺却没有就是遵循之前的这些经文。
He had an assistant on his team who was abusing children.
他有一个助理教练在球队里面猥亵男童。
And he knew about it.
而且他知道。
But he didn't say anything.
但是他却什么也没有讲。
And because of that, Joe's statue is down.
因为这样的话，正是因为这样，所以他这个有就是学校声誉受到了很大的冲击。
Because of that, he is no longer a hero.
就因为这样，他不再是一个英雄了。
We must stand up for what is right.
我们必须在正义面前表态站起来。
When we consider the goals that we have for this summer,
当我们在为这个夏天做计划的时候，
don't omit following God's will.
不要去忽视神的旨意。
Because a dream without God's input is just a daydream.
因为没有上帝参与的梦想是徒劳的。
So we have the G stands for getting God's guidance.The O stands for don't admit God's will.
第二个是不要无视神的旨意。
And the A stands for don't become arrogant towards God's will.
A 代表的是面对神的旨意不要傲慢。
There is great danger in boasting and bragging.
吹嘘夸口是非常危险的。
As it is, you boast and brag. All such boasting is evil.
不要为明日自夸，因为一日要生何事，你尚且不能知道。
This word boasting has its origin in what we call quacks. I don't know how to translate that. People that are frauds and sell you false things.
就是这是一个希腊词，它起初是形容那种吹牛皮的那种江湖郎中。
They were medicine men that said, if you buy this tonic, you put it on your head, you will no longer be bald.
就是他们是骗人，然后说你要买我这个药的话，你就不会再秃头发了。
It doesn't work.
但是其实没有用。
But that's what these are. They're making claims that they can't back up.
他们做一些承诺吹嘘，但是却没有办法实现的事。
Proverbs 27:1 said, do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know.What a day may bring forth.
不要为明日自夸，因为一日要生何时，你尚且不能知道。
Many times I've met people that brag to me, you know what? By the time I'm 40, I'm going to be a millionaire. I've heard some people say that to me.
我听到很多人向我吹嘘，他说我40岁之前我要成为百万富翁。
Or somebody's going to say, you know, I'm going to be a somebody someday. That's, you just count on it. I'm going to be a big name.
然后还有一些人他会说我会成为某些大人物在将来的某一时刻。
Well, boasting is bragging. It's a form of pride.
然后吹嘘的话也是一种骄傲的表现。
It says that I am the master of my destiny.
因为他是在表态我是我命运的主人。
I'm not sure if you're familiar with the poem Invictus, but it says,I am the captain of my fate. I am the captain of my soul.
我不知道大家就是对这个诗歌熟不熟悉，叫《不可征服》。这首诗中他写了：“我是我命运的主宰，我是我灵魂的统帅。”
See, it's a natural desire for everybody in this room to think that you're in control of your life.
这是我们就是心里一个自然的想法，我们想要控制自己的命运。
You make the decisions.
我们自己做决定。
You're in control of everything.
我们掌控所有的事情。
But that's just foolish thinking.
但这个是很愚蠢的。
That's self-sufficiency. That is pride, and it's very dangerous.
这个是自我中心，自给自足，这个是骄傲。
Because when we are self-sufficient, we are not relying upon God.
当你就是自给自足，完全独立的时候，你就不再信靠上帝了。
There is great danger in pride.
所以骄傲非常的危险。
There's a parable that was told about two ducks and a frog.
啊，这里有一个故事，讲的是两只鸭子和一只青蛙。
And they were on a pond, and the pond was starting to dry up.
他们在农场池塘里面，然后夏天来的时候，这个池塘开始干涸。
Which would not be a problem for the ducks because they can just fly to a new pond.
对于鸭子来说是没有问题的，因为它们可以直接飞走。
But it would be a very difficult problem for the frog.
但是对于青蛙来说的话，就会很困难。
So the frog came up with a plan.
所以青蛙就想到了一个计划。
And the plan was is that the ducks would put a twig in both of their mouths.
这个计划是两只鸭子，它们就是嘴巴里头叼一个棍子一起。
And then the frog would bite down on that twig, and they would fly to another pond.
然后这个青蛙就咬住这个棍子，它就可以挂起来，然后飞走一起。
And they did it.
然后他们这个。
And it was working beautifully.
然后这个计划非常的完美。
And the farmer looked up.
然后一个农民看到了，他就抬头看。
And he said, "That's an ingenious plan. Who came up with that idea?"
然后他就喊到说：“这个决定太聪明了，谁想的？”
And the frog said, "I did."
青蛙说：“是我想的。”
Pride will kill you.
所以你就要小心骄傲，因为他可能会杀死你。
Why is it important for our summer plans that we not be arrogant?
所以我们在制定夏天计划的时候，我们不可以不可以傲慢。
Because a dream without God's input is just a daydream.
没有上帝的参与是徒劳。
Let's go to the fourth.
我们看第四点。
Live God's will.
在神的旨意下而活。
Instead, you ought to say, "If it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that."
我们经常会说，如果要是主的旨意的话，那我就会做这个做那个。
The best way to set goals is to line up.With God's will for your life.
设定目标最佳的方式就是遵循主的旨意。
Now we use this phrase, "the Lord's will," very shallowly or superficially in our culture. It's a cliche. It's a word that we use lightly.
就是我们经常就是这句词的话会变成一个陈词滥调，就经常去讲。
Like if someone says, "Will you drive me to work?"
你要把我就是你要开车送我上班吗
？You can say, "I will if it's the Lord's will."
如果对我会，如果这是主的旨意的话。
Or can you come over for dinner?
你有空来吃晚饭吗
？And some people say, "I will if it's the Lord's will."
我会的，如果这是主的旨意。
Can you pass me the TV remote?
你可以把遥控器递给我吗
？I will if it's the Lord's will.
我会的，如果是主的旨意的话。
So the Lord's will ends up being just a little phrase that we put on there, so we can really make the decision ourselves.
所以就是这句话就完全变成了一个就是累赘的一个词。
That is not what James is saying.
这不是雅各书里面要求的。
James is calling us to trust.In the sovereignty of God.
雅各书是要我们有一个严肃的一个认识，上帝有绝对的主权。
And he's calling us to be in such a position that we're going to say, "Okay, these are my goals for the summer, but Lord, if you want to change any of them, you can."
他是要告诉我们说，主啊，你看，这是我今年夏天的计划，但是如果你想要改变的话，你可以随时来改变。
See, the sovereignty of God says this.
然后神的主权会这样认识神的主权会这样说
Lord, you are the King of kings and the Lord of lords.
你是万王之王万主之主
And everything in this world is controlled and run by you.
这世界上万物都是你所造并且被你管理的
That includes the good things and the bad things in my life.
这也包括我生命中一切好的事情和坏的事情。
To say that we trust in the sovereignty of God is to say that The Lord is the possessor of all power in heaven and earth.
相信上帝的主权是宣称我们相信上帝是万物的主宰。
And there is nothing that can happen that's going to stop God's plan.
这个世界上没有任何东西可以阻止神的计划。
When we say we're trusting in the sovereignty of God, we're saying, you are the potter and I am the clay.
相信上帝的主权是宣称主啊你是陶匠我们是那个粘土。
That's what it means to say the Lord's will.
这个就是我们在宣称我们顺服上帝的旨意。
Earlier generations used to add the initials DV when writing a letter.
在早先的那些年代的人，他们在写信时落款会加上这个。
Anyone know what DV means?
大家知道这个代表什么意思吗？
This is from the Latin, Deo Volente.
这个是拉丁语。
God's willing. God willing.
听从主的意思。
And what that person was signing it was saying, okay, I've made this commitment, I've sent you this letter, now I am subjecting myself to the will of God for my life.
当人这样写的时候，他其实在告诉说， okay, 我做出这个承诺，但是我落款是说上帝有最后的发言权。
Because a dream without God's input is just a daydream.
因为没有上帝的参与的梦想是徒劳的。
Jonathan Edwards, anyone ever hear of Jonathan Edwards?
大家有听说过这个人吗？是乔纳森·爱德华兹。
He is America's greatest theologian, lived in the 1700s.
他是1740年代一个美国伟大的神学家。
He was the initiator of the first Great Awakening here in the United States, a great revival.
他是发起第一次美国大觉醒运动的一个重要人物。
He went to Yale. He was admitted to Yale when he was 13.
他在13岁的时候就被耶鲁大学录取了。
This guy was smart.
他非常聪明。
But he was also amazing because he had a plan for his life.
另一个就是很惊人的地方，就是他将上帝的目标设为他人生的目标。
When he was 18 years old, he wrote 70 resolutions that he wanted for his life.
在他还仅仅是18岁的时候，他就为他的人生制定了七个原则。
This is a copy of them. You can check this out on the internet. It's amazing what he wrote here. I'm just going to read a few of these to you.
我现在就给大家读几条，你们可以去上网搜一下。
Number one, whatever he did was for the honor and glory of God.
第一，所有的一切作为都是为上帝的荣耀。
Number two, he resolved that he would continually endeavor to grow in his knowledge of God.
第二，要不断竭力地认识神。
Number three was a great one. I will never grow dull.
第三点非常好，永远不会懈怠。
That means he was going to always live up life. Number five, never waste a moment of time.
第五点，永远不要浪费片刻时间。
Number six, to live with all of his might.
尽自己所能努力生活。
Number seven, to live as it was his last hour of life.
第七，把每个小时当作最后一个小时去过。
So you could read all 70. These are great.
所以大家可以把这第七，就是所有七点都读一下，非常的好。
In America right now, 3% of Americans have written goals for their life.
目前在美国，3%的美国人他们有自己写下的目标。
3% have goals, but they haven't written them down.
有3%的美国人对他们的目标有非常清晰的思考。
94% of Americans do not have a goal or a plan for their life.
94% 的人他们人生中没有目标。
That would be like going to an archery class that everyone is blindfolded.
就像这就好比说好像是我们去了一个射箭班，但是我们却蒙着眼睛。
I would not recommend going to that class.
我建议大家不要去一个这样的班级。
It's important to know where you're aiming.
你非常的就是你身处哪里是非常重要的。
So I'm going to close today by challenging you to set goals for this summer.
我就以一个对你们的挑战来结束吧。
When you came in, you received a sheet of paper.
我相信你们大家都收到了一个这样的纸。
And I'd like you to set at least four goals for this summer.
就是至少写下四个你这个暑期的计划。
The first goal would be to something about your relationship with God.
第一点的话就是设立一个你与神关系的目标。
Maybe this would be, I want to read God's word, I want to pray, I want to journal.
有可能说是我要读圣经，我要祷告。
But something that this summer, you're going to be closer to Jesus Christ when it comes Labor Day than you are right now, because you have intentionally laid out a plan.
然后这个暑期设立了目标，你们就会和神的关系更亲近，因为你们设立了目标，帮助你们。
I'll just share with you mine is I will read the Bible every day this summer to draw closer to the Lord.
然后我可以和你们分享我的目标，就是这个暑期每天都要读圣经，然后去亲近神。
The second is in relationship to your family.
第二点的话是建立一个与家人关系的目标。
What are you going to do this summer to draw closer to your family?
你这个暑假会做些什么去拉近你和家人的关系？
See, if you don't have a plan, you won't do it.
如果你要是没有目标的话，那估计你什么也不会做。
So come up with some type of a plan to draw closer as a family.
所以设定一个目标去亲近你的家人。
I would recommend you put down there, well, we're going to go on a vacation.
我建议大家就是一起出去旅行。
Or we're going to get together for picnics every other Sunday.
就是隔几个礼拜，然后就一起出去野餐一次。
Ideas like that.
就是类似于这样的一些。
The third is your personal life.
第三点是关于你个人生活目标。
What do you want to do as an individual? You can do reading or exercise.
你这个暑期的话有什么目标呢？是你可以阅读一些东西，也可以去做一些运动。
How many books do you want to read this summer?
你们这个暑期读了多少读了几本书？
Set a goal for your personal life.
所以为你的人生设定一个目标。
And then the last one is an interesting one. One impossible goal.
最后一个很有趣，一个不可能实现的目标。
This is something that you can't make happen. Only God can make this happen.
这是一个你不可能实现的，只有在神的帮助下可以做到的。
But I think far too often our dreams are so small for our great big God.
但是往往我们的计划都非常的小。
I encourage you to fill in this sheet and then share this sheet with someone that can become your accountability partner.
所以我建议大家把这个纸就是写一下，然后去和你属灵的伙伴上分享一下。
And this would be someone that can talk to you maybe once a week and say, hey, how are you doing on your summer goals?
这个人可能是每次见面都可以至少一周和你 update 一下，就是你们的计划实行的怎么样。
And you notice at the bottom it has DV.
然后你会看到就是这个信的底下有一个落款。
What does that mean?
DV 的落款。
God willing.
对，听从主愿。
Because all these are human plans, and we say, Lord, you're a sovereign God. You do whatever you want this summer.
因为这些全都是我们自己的目标，但是我们 愿意听从主的意思。
Ben Franklin said this, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail.
本·富兰克林曾经说过，如果你没有去计划，意味着你计划去失败。
But a better saying is this,
但是一个更好的说法是,
a dream without God's input is just a daydream.
没有上帝参与的梦想是徒劳的。
Don't daydream.
所以不要做白日梦。
Have solid plans to grow this summer.
有一个就是有神参与，让他做主的一个计划。
Lord, I pray your blessing on this congregation.
主啊, 感谢你, 那个,
I pray that they would set godly goals for their lives.
主啊, 我祈祷所有的人都可以设定一个圣洁的目标。
I pray that this would be a summer of incredible spiritual growth for every person, every family in this church.
我祷告在座的每一个人在这个夏天都有一个很大的属灵的成长。
We stand against Satan And his armies that want to disrupt and destroy this church.
因为撒旦想要干扰并且毁坏我们的教会。
And by the power of Jesus and his cross,
但是靠着主耶稣基督的力量,
we stand against every one of his attempts,
所以我们可以成功地击败这些试探,
and his assignments for this church. And we pray, Lord, that your blessing would rest on this church.
主啊,我们祷告你保守,带领我们的教会,
and every person that is here.
所有在座的每一个人
Lord, we commit ourselves.
我们做出承诺
and say that we want to live by the Lord's will.
我们愿意活在主的旨意之下
May your will be done on earth, even as it is in heaven.
愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上
In Jesus' name we pray this.
奉主耶稣基督名祷告，阿门。
Amen.